This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a party rally in Patiala town of Punjab today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to reach the rally venue at around 4 p.m. His visit will give impetus to BJP's election campaign in the state. The Prime Minister will also address rallies in Gurdaspur and Jalandhar tomorrow. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann is trying to woo voters through roadshows in different Lok Sabha constituencies, while local leaders of Congress Party, Shiromani Akali Dal and Bahujan Samaj Party are also busy campaigning. In Bihar, leaders of NDA and Grand Alliance and other parties are making their last-ditch efforts to woo the voters of poll-bound areas in Lok Sabha constituencies of the sixth phase. Several leaders and star campaigners are also hitting the campaigning trail for the seventh phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will hold public meetings today in Areraj and Sugauli in Purvi Champaran and Pashchimi Champaran Lok Sabha constituencies. BSP President Mayawati will hold her first public meeting in Bihar today. She will address the public meeting in Buxar in support of the party candidate. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address election rallies back-to-back in parliamentary constituencies of Vaishali, Gopalganj, Purvi Champaran and Pashchimi Champaran. The Calcutta High Court has scrapped all other backward classes OBC certificates issued in West Bengal since 2010. A division bench of Justice Topabrata Chakraborty and Rajshekhar Mantha pronounced the verdict while delivering a judgment on a PIL challenging the process of granting OBC certificates. The High Court bench termed the OBC list prepared after 2010 as illegal. The court directed that a fresh list of OBCs be prepared based on the West Bengal Commission for Backward Classes Act of 1993 by the West Bengal Commission for Backward Classes. Budh Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Gautam Budh, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in many countries. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted the nation on the occasion of Budh Purnima. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to Santhali writer Pandit Raghunath Murmu on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, President Murmu said that by developing Ol Chiki's script, he gave new identity to Santhali language. She further added, his contribution to the promotion of Santhali language has also enhanced opportunities for Santhali people and made them more aware of their rich cultural heritage. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called an early national election for July 4. He made the announcement outside his Downing Street office, saying now is the moment for Britain to choose its future. Voters across the United Kingdom will choose all 650 members of the House of Commons for a term of up to 5 years. The party that commands a majority in the Commons, either alone or in coalition, will form the next government and its leader will be the Prime Minister. Severe heatwave conditions are very likely to continue in North and Central India for the next few days. India Meteorological Department has a consistent red alert issued in the northern states of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 3 to 4 days. Indian men's hockey team defeated Argentina 5-4 in shootout after both teams were logged at 2-2 at the end of regulation time in an FIH Pro League match in Antwerp, Belgium. In the shootout, skipper Harmanpreet Singh and Sukhjeet Singh scored twice each, with Abhishek being the other scorer. The Indian men's team will take on hosts Belgium tomorrow in the European leg of the Pro League. And an IPL cricket eliminator match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB and Rajasthan Royals, RR, resulted in the defeat of RCB. Rajasthan Royals, the winner of this match, will face Sunrisers Hyderabad, SRH, in second qualifier tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.